I want to do something different. And so I'm going to give you two scriptures, okay? And just get them. I'm going to tell a story for a minute, and then I'm going to run to those scriptures. One is Psalm 30, verse 12. The other is John 16, verse 20. Okay? First of all, I'm going to do a public service announcement. It will coincide with something we're already doing. We are doing give toys to kids and send them to Africa in a box. What's the name of it? Yeah, I have a friend who is a regional director for Operation Christmas Child. The bad thing is he lives in Florida, but he did the most amazing thing this year is he brought a kid from Africa that had gotten things from Operation Christmas Child, had come to the Lord, and now he brought that kid, and the kid was going around to churches. That'll kick up your shoebox numbers right there, right? And the kid's going around to churches and just talking about the blessing that it is from their perspective. Wouldn't you guys like to have a kid? It's going to cost us a couple thousand dollars if you want to do that. But anyway, I go, dude, he lives in Florida. Just drive him up, right? Okay, now, in association with that, we're going to continue to do that till the end of November. But Daniel, in the back, has started working with a recovery, is it daycare? Is that what it is? A center. Guys are getting off drugs. They need something to do because idle time gets you to old buddies get you into bad things. Am I telling the truth? Tina's a professional, been working for a while, idle time. And so what guys are trying to do, get off drugs, so they're coming to a place that they can be out of the neighborhood. When they get there, instead of just twiddling their thumbs, we want them to play poker. When they're playing poker, win money, all of the earnings come to us. Okay, no, give them some things to do. So Daniel has a list that he's gotten. I will have that in the bulletin by next week. Some of the things are very similar to what we do for Operation Christmas Child. We need some games, packs of cards, checkers and chess. Clean out your old, you're not even playing those games anyway. Put them to some kind of good, not Monopoly. Mm-mm. I worked in recovery a long time. That will end up in a knife fight. Not Monopoly. And it takes too long. When you're ADHD or you're coming off drugs, you're really agitated. And when the other dude buys your property, it's on. Okay, so a little shorter game, maybe Sorry or Trouble or something. Trouble, that's a good one right there. Okay, I'll have the list in there. Here's what we're going to do. We'll get a tote, and we will fill it up, hand it to Daniel, say, take this to the guys, and if you need more, let us know, and we'll get more. Does that sound good? So that's the public service announcement. We're going to be out of here before 3 or 4, I think. I had some press this morning, and now I just feel more pressured to do a thing. And what I want to do is I just want to tell you a story, run to a scripture. I am sure of a fact, 100% sure of a fact. A little bit this morning at a service on the square, 100% sure right now. I had some interaction with the Lord last night. Just this sense of feeling, not like God comes to me, woo, not that kind of thing, but just impression of my spirit. That I was going to run into some people today, and I have already, about 3 or 4 people I've already prayed for. I'm going to do it again here. Is that you can get in the midst of a circumstance, and it will overwhelm you. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? You will be totally sad. It seems like there's no way you could ever get out. And what will happen is, two encouragements, is it will pass. Here's the first thing. My mom used to make me so mad with this. I'm telling you, when I was a teenager, my mom made me mad. Anybody got an amen? And I found out later she was right. And here's what my mom would say, this too shall pass. And I go, I hate that scripture. Don't ever say that scripture again. 100 years from now, I go, I'm a teenager, A. I'm ADHD, B. 100 years from now does not matter. What about in 10 minutes, right? But mom would say, and I found out she was right, this too will pass. You will make it through this thing, right? But with the Lord, you are not going to make it through by yourself. The Lord Himself will be with you. When it transitions and changes, you will look back on it and you will worship. This is a discipline that I've had for a couple of decades. It is very important to me in my walk with the Lord. It's very helpful for me in my own mental health. And here's what it is. When I am reminded of something the Lord has done for me in the past, I stop at that point and just worship. I go, Lord, I didn't think I'd make it through that one. When you get done with this one, you're done. I'm not charging another battery. Okay? So the Lord will get you through the problem, huh? But then He will be with you in the problem, right? Your problem has an expiration date. I learned what expiration date was when I got married. Guys that aren't married, they don't know what expiration date is. They know take it off the shelf, eat it. If it stinks, don't eat it. That's all we know, right? Girls, they read cartons. And it is, don't bring that in here. The expiration date's 2 days from now, right? Here's what I promise you. Your problem will have an expiration date, okay? Here's the second thing I'm going to promise you. I'll read this scripture in just a minute. It's a very important scripture to me. Is there will be a day that every sorrow you've ever had will be turned to joy in the Lord, and you will worship the Lord, and you will go, I am joyful on the other side of the problem that I thought I would never get out of. Thank you. Just say it real loud. They're sleeping. Go ahead. There we go. Tina's on it, okay, because she's been through a problem or two, okay? Now your problem has an expiration date, point one. There is a time that you will rejoice over every problem you've ever had. Some of that will be on planet Earth. Some of that will be in eternity in heaven. What happens on planet Earth will also follow you to heaven, and you will worship the Lord forever. Okay? There are some problems that are earthbound. All problems are earthbound. Therefore, there is some rejoicing that can only happen on the earth. Let me tell you what I mean. On the earth, there are some times I don't understand. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? You'll go, I don't understand, but I worship anyway. When you get to heaven, you're never going to say, I don't understand, but I'll worship anyway. You will worship in heaven, but there is some worship you can only do on the earth. Let me tell you another one. This hurts, but I'll worship anyway. This is difficult, but I'll worship anyway. When you get to heaven, guess what? You will never say this. You will never say this difficult, but you'll worship. Therefore, there is some sorrow that will be turned to joy on this planet. You will give Jesus glory on this planet, and then you will give him glory forever. It doesn't feel like it when you're overwhelmed, when you can see no way out, when the Lord has not made a way yet. And you'll go, oh, I'm overwhelmed, I'm overcome. I'll never make it out of this. And then you'll make it out, okay? And here's what I want to encourage you. I'm going to encourage those that are going through a really difficult thing. I do not think about that as being unimportant. It's important. You're going through hell on earth. It's very, very hard, okay? The Lord is with you, even though it doesn't feel like he is. B, it will, the expiration date will come. You're going to make it through it, and you will worship the Lord on the other side of it. And what I like to do on the other side of stuff, when it comes to my mind, if it happened a decade ago or 10 minutes ago, I go, oh, God, thank you. Let me worship you again for what you've done. Is that okay? You got those first, that's the introduction. You got the 9 points in the introduction. You got that. I want to make sure we understand that. I'm going to tell you a little story, and then I'm going to take the scripture there you go. To this end, that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent, O Lord, my Lord, I will give thanks to you forever. And when you look on the other side of that 30:12, it says, because you turned my sorrow to joy. You turned my sorrow to joy on the earth. I will worship you forever in what you've done. Okay? I am officially an old man, and I have seen lots of fireworks, so I don't need to see any more. So last night, Molly said, you want to go watch the fireworks? And I go, yeah, I don't. And literally, by about 9:45, I was in bed. They started about 9:30. We got good fireworks. They last a long time. And I'm laying in bed, and I love the sound. I should have went into the military. I love the sound of stuff blowing up. Are there any real men in the room? I like to shoot guns. I like to shoot guns. I like to blow stuff up. I like the sound of stuff blowing up. I like the sound of fireworks. I've had dogs that didn't. We had differing opinions. The dogs would go crazy, all like that. And but the dog and I are different. I'm going, yay, fireworks, sounds good. I'm laying in my bed last night, and I heard ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. And after a minute, I go, they ba-boomed a long time. We need to get kids to bed, whatever the deal's going on. And I had a memory, just like this flash memory, and I go, oh, my gosh. And it reminded me of a circumstance about a decade and a half ago. About 15 years or so ago, I was in Burundi, which is in East Africa. We were doing training for pastors up in the mountains. They get saved. They're running churches. They have never even had a Bible, some of them. They have no understanding of the gospel. They just know that the gospel came to them. And they go, oh, well, you've won 3 people to the Lord. You're the pastor. And now, anybody ever heard of what we call pygmies? Okay, I was in the mountains of Burundi with surrounded. I just liked being tall. I go, I never want to go home. It was a group of that tribe of people. And we have about 100, 150 pastors and leaders. And we would kill a cow. And it wasn't like one of Sheila's cow. It was an anorexic cow. You could count its ribs and see what it ate yesterday. But those nationals, when they jumped on a cow, it would be like about 27 or 30 of them just on one cow. And in 15 minutes, it is processed into nothing. Somebody's making a drum. Somebody else is cooking. And so in the middle of the night, it's just going good. It's a big feast and celebration. There's just little information that came to us. I go, that's a little interesting, was that there are rebels in the area. And the rebels were coming in at night and eating the food that we had bought for the pastors. I go, Jesus said, feed your enemies. That's no big deal. We'll go ahead, no problem. And we'll get some more food. So we got some more food, but that's just in the back of your mind. And in the night, on the third or fourth day, we're there. I hear the fireworks in the middle of the night, but it was not fireworks. When we went to the country, we had to sign in with the consulate. Signed in with the consulate, he goes, give us an email address. Day before, everybody had cell phones. The area we were in, there was only one cell phone. It's very funny, because the one cell phone in the whole village was by the only guy that could speak English. And so the only guy that could speak English was a translator, but he was also the only phone in the whole area. He was an entrepreneur. He was not translating for free, I'll tell you that. And if anybody in the area needed a phone call, he was the guy that took the phone call and took the notes down. So you'd be preaching, and he was not a believer, and he wasn't trading his translating business for his phone business. So you'd be preaching, all of a sudden he'd say, wait a minute, and he'd answer the phone and write down the note, right? So there is no communication. Do you get the understanding? You're in the mountains of an East African country. There is no communication. There's one way in, one way out. And those fireworks that we heard that night were the rebels taking over the road that was between where we were down to the capital city, which was the only airport in the country that you could fly out of. Side note, the American Embassy sent out information to our email address. Guess what? You don't have a way to get email in the mountains. Guess where the email address goes to? Goes back home. People back home are reading. You're unaware what's happening. And they say, civil war has broken out in this area. Get out of the country now. If you're anywhere in the country, get back to Bujumbura, capital city, and so we can get you out. That is what went to our families. We have no communication. We wake up in the morning and we know there's no way to get out of here because the rebels now own the road that is the only way out. We're the only white people who have been there in a decade. Now the white people to the rebels mean we can capture you and ransom you to get money for our cause. Now here's a little tick in the back of your mind. Is the government knows that the rebels have been eating the food we provided. So here we are in the middle. We're vulnerable to the rebels. If you run to the government, government's going to say, you're the guys that's in cooperation with the rebels. You're our enemy. I have two women in the group, three guys. Boom, boom, boom. Between me and the airport is that sound. Now you're crying out to God. In a circumstance that you cannot control. The potential for great damage. Let me tell you the end of the story. We were delayed one day. Couldn't get back, so we couldn't get the flight out. The government seized back control. The road opened up. We went down the road. They go, oh, you missed your flight yesterday. There's one tomorrow. And we were out. And we knew that there was no problem. Except Fox News had run the story nationally. And the communication had gone to our families. And it looked like that we had been captured, though we had not. Last night, I was laying in my bed enjoying the sound of fireworks with that story a decade behind me and no problem whatsoever. Though in the moment, it feels like, seems like, looks like God's not with you. There's nothing that you can do to get out of it. The situation is overcoming you. And I'm just here to tell you today, in circumstances like that, God is with you. He cannot and will not abandon you in the midst of the trauma. Number two is your sorrow will one day be turned to joy. Watch. Let me show you something with Jesus. I'm going to read two scriptures. Jesus is hanging on the cross. He is in excruciating pain. You think about Jesus taking your sin, and you think about what it would be like to have nails in your hands and nails in your feet, to be stabbed in the side, to have a crown of thorns on your head. You think about that and you go, that's traumatic. Then you think about, here's what I want you to think about, the guilt of all humanity placed on perfect. The guilt of all humanity placed on perfect. Now here's what I want you to know. I'm guilty enough for my sin. They're hard enough to carry. What I've done wrong is hard enough to carry. I don't want to carry what you've done wrong. And you've done wrong, and you've done wrong, and you've done wrong. So Jesus is hanging on the cross, the sins of the world, the guilt of the world, the Bible says the shame of the world, and the excruciating pain of being crucified. And you go, Jesus, how do you endure that? That looks like a circumstance that cannot be overcome. And here's what the Bible says. For the joy set before him, he endured. What do you mean by that? Here's what it means. He goes, there will be a day my sorrow will be turned to joy. I will choose to extract strength, because the joy of the Lord is strength. I will extract strength from the joy that I will have in the future. The joy that he would have in the future is us. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, meaning he had the shame on it. And now he looks forward and he goes, I get to share eternity with somebody like Dennis. That one and this one. We got two Dennises. We're minus a Larry, but we still got two Dennises. Oh, we got another Larry. We're three Larrys. Now we're down to Larry. Okay? God's not. Watch what he goes. I will spend eternity with Dennis. It's worth it to me. Dennis, let me have your sin. I'll give you my, if I can borrow your sin till I die, I'll give you my righteousness forever. Come on. For the joy that is set before, he endures. So here's going to be my encouragement. We're going to pray. Lord, I pray that you would release present strength. We're going to pray in just a minute. For my friends that are going through insurmountable circumstances that looks like it cannot be overcome. Lord, I pray that you will give strength that will enable them to endure until the sorrow is turned to joy. May we have the grace to worship on this planet when we don't understand, when it's hard, in order that Christ gets eternal glory forever for what we walk through on the earth. Does that make sense? So here's one verse. I'm going to read another verse, and I'm going to say amen. I have never grabbed a microphone and only preached for 20 minutes. This is a miracle before heaven. Is that John? John 16, yeah. Most assuredly, I say to you, there are times you will weep and you will lament. In those times, the world will rejoice. And he's speaking specifically about his death. But I'm going to tell you this, when there is death, and if you've ever walked through it with somebody that's close to you, or somebody sick next to you, somebody's in ICU, you're in a difficult situation, you're bankrupt, whatever the situation is, and you go, the world is going on, and my world has stopped because of this tragic thing. You felt like that before, right? Look what he says. They will be rejoicing, and you will be lamenting, and you go, I don't get this. David said it. Guy wrote the Psalms. He goes, God, I did right, they did wrong. You blessed them, I didn't get blessed. I don't get it. It's right there in the Bible. He goes, it hurts. They're rejoicing. I'm going through tough things. In that Psalm, David goes, oh yeah, let me look into heaven. Oh yeah, my difficulty has an expiration date. What's this? Most assuredly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned to joy. About the somewhere around the 30th minute of the fireworks last night. Boom, 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 boom. That thought in my mind, I go, God, I am so on the other side of a problem that I could see no way out of. Guys, the rebels, the guy that put on the conference, the rebels had taken his son with them the night before when they ate. The pastor's son is with the rebels in the field. In case one of us snitched, they would kill his kid. Oh my gosh. Or the army to know that a civilian is with those rebels. And now they won't shoot at them. No way you can do anything to overcome the problem. In the midst of that kind of problem, God will be with you. He will lead you through it. And on the other side, your sorrow will be turned to joy. Amen. Is that helpful for anyone? I totally went different than anything I was going to preach. So if it's at all helpful for you, would you raise your hand just to encourage me so I don't think I'm stupid? All right, good. We're going to just pray. Our worship team's going to come. I'll stand down there if you want. You go, I just would like to pray just a little bit more. I'll be down there for that. You want to stand together with me? Let's just pray and let our worship team worship. Father, you're amazing. If you could take a minute and think about something that you've made it through and just give God glory for it. Yeah. Lord, I just never thought I'd get through that. Lord, I went through into this thing right here. It seems so overwhelming, but now I'm on the other side of it. I just give you glory for it. Let me just thank you again. Lord, I'm in process of just giving you some earthbound worship. I can't do it in heaven. I can't say this hurts, but I worship anyway. Can't say I don't understand, but I give you glory. You will turn my sorrows into joy, just like you have turned past sorrows to joy. Father, I pray over my friends right now. I pray you would bring quick expiration date to overwhelming circumstances. I pray that you would break in, that you as the God of the breakthrough would break in the midst of things that are too difficult for humans to understand, comprehend, or control. I pray that you, the God of the breakthrough, would break through on our behalf. Father, we come to you to worship you, to glorify you, and to thank you. I'm praying for my friends that are in this room right now and under the sound of my voice, that the manifesting of your presence be with us, that even in the midst of our challenge, that you're here, that you will strengthen us, that you will uphold us with the right hand of your righteousness. Lord, I pray for fear that is so confining. It makes it seem hopeless. There is no future. Let me just give up. I break that power in Jesus' name. And we pray that you may bring hope to the hopeless right now. That you would show that there's a way out of the darkness. That your light would shine in the darkness and break forth. That you would make a way where there is no way. Pray that you would encourage hearts in this room, on the inside, beyond natural and human resistance, that you would encourage on the inside, that would bring a light and a hope that comes from God. And Father, we stand thanking you for past sorrows that have been turned to joy, looking to future blessings, graces, and power that comes from you. I'd like you to just, we're going to turn it over to worship team in like 30 seconds. Could you just think of someone else that you know, maybe here, may not be here, that it seems that there's overwhelming circumstances, just need God to break through on their behalf. Would you just pray for them just for a moment? Lord, I pray for, and you just mentioned their name to the Lord. We don't need to hear it. That you would just break through on their behalf. I pray that you would give them hope. That the joy that accompanies hope would just somehow touch them. God, I pray that you'd give a peace that passes understanding. It's beyond comprehension, that would touch their heart and give them hope to move to a better future. We come trusting in the mighty name of Jesus, in his power to save, praying that by the power of the Spirit, the presence and person of the Holy Spirit, that you would make that real in the hearts of those gathered in this room. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.